Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadlil Mamluk Alladhi Yuaddi Haqq Allah Wa Haqq Mawalihi. The chapter on the virtue of a slave, the one who fulfills the right of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the rights of his master. Now we were doing the chapters, or the chapter that was doing the virtue of slaves and freeing slaves, and what is the reward for freeing a slave, and how a person should treat his slave. And then we said that Islam shows so much of respect, so much of love, so much of dignity is given to slaves. None other religion shows that much of dignity and love, even to free people, the way Islam is exalting to treat with the slaves, those that are below you, those that are in your possession, how you should treat them. And Islam is explaining, and Islam is encouraging, that a person should show extreme love and extreme muhabbat. Today we start this chapter, that now from the side of the slave, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him if he fulfills the rights of his master, if he fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah Pak's side, what Allah Pak is giving, that amount of respect, that amount of love and izzah that is given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, normally for our understanding, we know of something called buy one, get one free. Person buys one item and he gets one item free. Or a person buys one, or he pays for one item and he gets the second one free, or two for the price of one. The person, he gets two items and he pays one price. Almost the same thing. But these ahadiths are showing us that a person who is a slave, in that condition being a slave, he is fulfilling the rights of his master, he is fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him double reward. For everything he's doing, he's buy one, get one free. Everything he's doing, he's getting double reward. Any action this person is doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him double reward despite him being a slave. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, innal abda idha nasaha li sayyidihi wa ahsana ibadatallahi falahu ajruhu marratain. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a slave is a well-wisher to his master and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala well, he receives a double reward. Whatever he does, this person is getting a double reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lil abdil mamlukil muslihi ajran, والذي نفس أبي هريرة بيده لولا الجهاد في سبيل الله والحج وبر أمي لأحببت أن أموت وأنا مملوك متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, a great Sahabi, narrated from the most amount of hadiths that we have, the collection that we have today is narrated by Hazrat Abu هريرة رضي الله عنه. Listen to what he has to say. He narrates that, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a righteous slave receives a double reward by the oath of that being in whose control is the life of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He's taking an oath. By the oath of that being in whose control is the life of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, if it were not for jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hajj and obedience to my mother, I would also have loved to die as a slave. I would have also loved to die as a slave. Who is saying this? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Why, we might ask that why did he mention these things? If it was not for jihad, if it was not for hajj, and it was not for obedience to my mother, then I would have also loved to die as a slave. Because these three things, a person normally needs permission. He needs permission from his master, from his boss. One is, a person wants to go in jihad, he needs permission from his master, because he's working under the master, so he needs permission. And the second thing is, a person wants to go for hajj, then he'll again need the permission. And a person wants to take care and look after his mother, bring his mother and take care of her, then he will also need the permission of his master. So he said, if it was not for these three things, I would have also loved to die as a slave. Can you imagine the amount of respect Islam had given slave? It's unheard of, untold of. So much of respect that even a free person is desiring that if it wasn't for these three things, I would also love to have passed away as a slave. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mamluku alladhi yuhsinu ibadata rabbih wa yuaddi ila sayyidihi alladhi alayhi min al-haqq wa al-nasihati wa al-ta'ati lahu ajran, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a slave who worships his sustainer well, fulfills the right of his master, and gives him good advice and obeys him, receives a double reward. Receives a double reward. He does these few things. One is that he fulfills the right, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he fulfills the rights of his sustainer well. He fulfills the right of his master, and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his sustainer. So this slave, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his sustainer. He worships him well. He fulfills the right of his master, and he gives him good advice. Sometimes a person can be working for someone, but every time the person needs advice, he can give wrong advice. So here this person is giving him good advice, and he obeys him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him by giving him double reward. One last hadith. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لهم أجران رجل من أهل الكتاب آمن بنبيه وآمن بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والعبد المملوك إذا أدى حق الله وحق مواليه ورجل كانت له أمة فأدبها فأحسن تأديبها وعلمها فأحسن تعليمها ثم أعتقها فتزوجها فله أجران. This hadith says Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three types of people receive a double reward. So three types of people will receive double reward for whatever they do. A person from the people of the book who believed in his messenger and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who was the time of the book of the Ahli Kitab. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they started believing now also in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for these people, there is double reward. The next category of people is a slave who fulfills the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the right of his masters. And the third is a person who had a slave woman. He taught her good manners and he provided her with a good education. And then he freed her and he also married her. So he gave her so much of respect that this woman was working under him. He taught her, he gave her good education. After giving her good education, he taught her good manners. And he taught her good manners while she was growing up. Then he gave her good education. After that, he freed her. And he gave her so much of respect that he also married her. And we might ask that why this person gets double reward? Because of the level of sacrifice that he did. One is he showed that respect to the slave that he had, the slave girl. He brought her up. He gave her good education. He taught her good manners. And then he freed her also, another act of virtue. And now to marry a person who's got a background of slavery is not an easy thing. People always want to get married to a girl or woman that has got a very good lineage, a prominent lineage. How sad a person, or not sad, but how bad a person feels in society to say that I married somebody who was from a slave lineage. I married somebody from a low caste in our language, and I was a person who's from a low caste, low background. A person feels insulted about it. But yet this person, he went the extra mile that despite doing so much in terms of the education, in terms of the tarbiyat, in terms of looking after this girl, he freed her also and he married her to give her that extra respect. Whatever he does now, this person gets double reward. Rawahu al-Bukhari, this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We may not have any slaves under us, but we all got workers that are working for us. Sometimes they are working for us for years. If we can't take care of their education, they may have children. If we may try and support them, try and send the children or pay for the education of the children to whatever means we can, try and teach them good manners, try and show them Islam and show them akhlaq, with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give us that reward of that person who is able to assist and bring them up. And then later on, they will have that love for Islam, that this person, he not only looked after my mother, my father who worked in his house, he also looked after us. We grew up and he paid for our education, he helped us to go to school, he taught us, he did so much for us. They will have that respect for Islam in their heart, they will have that love for Islam to such an extent if anybody had to attack Muslims in whichever circles they may be, they will be the ones also to defend Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities. These are beautiful qualities to have. Sometimes nobody will know about it. A person is taking care of his domestic, he's taking care of their children, he's giving them education, he's teaching. People in the outside world may not know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the good actions that we do. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.